The winning endeavors include the Dance Theater's Bridge Project, Jacksonville Kids Mural Project, and Eastside Arts. Bradley Akers is artistic director for the Players by the Sea Theater, which won for its work with rapper Mal Jones updating old English plays for the modern era.
We're doing a program called Shake Up Shakespeare, and what we will do is bring Shakespeare analysis into a contemporary realm for schools and the Boys and Girls Club and various organizations like that to help students engage with Shakespeare other than just reading it on the page.
Another theater company, Darrell Rubin Hall's Stage Aurora, is also getting a nod for its work focusing on the Black community. Hall can barely contain his excitement.
That's how I feel. I am like, I want to scream and jump out of my body.
He says after a trying year when the theater company lost its longtime performance space at the Gateway Town Center, it's nice to be recognized.
It's more about the strength that that Stage Aurora has persevered and how we've grown. And now it's like you can throw a hurricane at us, granted, Matthew, and we're still standing.
Stage Aurora is prepping for its next musical at the Ritz Theater, Dream Girls. Hall says the PNC grant will subsidize tickets and transportation to his shows for low-income kids. The Arts Alive program is awarding $75,000 total to the five Jacksonville organizations this year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.